1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's up, honey? Is something wrong?
The online banking system has suddenly stopped working.
Why don't you call the bank? Do you have the phone number?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Do you remember my niece, Kate? The one with difficulty in reading?
Of course I do. Why?
She was just chosen as the best reader in her school.
3번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Amy. Thank you for coming over to babysit John tonight.
My pleasure. Does he still like to play video games?
Yeah, but I don't want him to play too long while I'm gone.
4번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello. I'm James Nelson, host of Hello Earth. As we all know, fruit is a healthy snack. But that's not all it's good for. We can also use fruit peels for everyday purposes. For example, if you mix an orange peel with salt, you can easily clean the dirt from your pots and pans. And if you have stains on your shoes, try wiping them with a banana peel. The stains will disappear. It really works. Another great trick is using grape skins to remove the smell of garlic from kitchen containers. So, the next time you eat fruit, think about how to use fruit peels in everyday life.
5번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
When the weather is nice, most people spend time outdoors. But sometimes the weather can suddenly change from bright sunshine to a thundering storm. If you're outside and get caught in a thunderstorm, the safest place is inside a building or a car. Otherwise, a low area is a relatively safe place to stay until the storm is passed. Being near an electric pole is dangerous, and large open spaces should be avoided, because you're much more likely to get hurt if you're the tallest thing around. Keeping these simple tips in mind will ensure your safety if you suddenly find yourself outside in unpleasant weather conditions.
6번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What did you do last Saturday, Steve?
I hiked up a mountain. How about you, Brenda?
I made some candles for my mom and sister. Actually, candle making is my hobby.
Is there a special reason you make candles?
I like doing it because it relaxes me.
Oh, that's good.
I also do it because a candle can be a good present. Do you have a hobby?
Sure. I like collecting coins.
Interesting hobby. But it sounds difficult. Why did you choose it?
It's fun. Whenever I find a new coin, I feel so excited.
Yeah. Hobbies are a great way to relieve our stress.
Rebecca,
what did you do on the weekend?
My daughter and I went to our vegetable garden in the countryside.
You have a garden?
Yeah, it's a small garden where our family raises vegetables together.
Sounds like fun. Does your daughter like growing vegetables?
Of course. Plus, now she loves eating carrots and green beans. Before we had a garden, she wouldn't eat any vegetables.
Wow! I really wish my son would eat more vegetables, too.
If you grow your own vegetables with your son, he'll eat more vegetables.
That'd be great.
Try growing your own vegetables in a garden and see if it works.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. You can't bring pets into this national park. I can't allow your dog to enter.
Really? Why?
It's national park policy because they can harm small animals.
Oh, I should have thought about that.
Our park rules were also made to protect your pet.
What do you mean?
In some cases, pets have been injured or killed by wild animals.
I see. I guess I'll just come back another day.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
No problem. You're just doing your job.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Oh, honey. How do you like the setup for Harry's farewell party?
It's great. I love the pictures hanging on the string.
Thanks. They're my favorite pictures of Harry.
Wonderful. And what's the camera on the table for?
I'm going to take some pictures when you give Harry the present.
Hey, this round table isn't ours. Where is it from?
I borrowed it from Mary. I thought it would be good for the party.
Perfect. By the way, where's the present for Harry?
In the box under the table.
Oh, there it is. And the flowers next to the chair are really pretty.
Yeah, I hope Harry will enjoy his party.
Hello? Are you almost home, honey?
Unfortunately, no. I've been stuck in traffic for half an hour.
Why is traffic so heavy?
I have no idea. Go ahead and have dinner if you're hungry.
No, I can wait. When do you think you'll be home?
I'm not sure. Maybe in 30 minutes.
Okay. Then I'll run to the bakery to pick up some dessert. You need anything?
Yeah. I need a snack for the office tomorrow. Can you buy some cookies for me?
Okay. I will.
Thanks, honey. I'll be home as soon as possible.
No rush. Safety first.
11번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mike, how's your project going?
I went to the museum yesterday to get some information, but I didn't get enough.
When is it due?
This Friday. I'm really worried about it.
Well, why don't you download information from other museum websites? It'll save you time.
Great idea. I can do it right away using my laptop.
If you need some photos for your project, I can help you find them.
Actually, I already have enough photos. I'm more worried about writing the report.
Okay, after you find some useful information online, I can help you prepare your report.
Well, I can write it myself. But could you read it through for me and give me your opinion when I'm done?
Sure. I'll check it for errors as well.
Thanks a lot. You're a good friend.
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 배낭 여행을 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
I'm so happy today is the last day of school.
Me too. Do you have any vacation plans, Andy?
I'm thinking about backpacking around Jeju Island with some friends this summer.
How exciting. How long will you be gone?
I'm not sure. Maybe 5 days. Do you want to join us?
I'd love to, but I'll spend my vacation at my grandfather's house.
Can't you still go backpacking with us when you get back?
Actually, I promised that I would spend my whole vacation with my grandfather.
Oh, I see. You must be really close with him.
Yeah, so I won't be able to see you at all this vacation. But thanks anyway.
Okay, have a nice vacation.
13번. 대화를 듣고 선거 포스터에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hi, Linda. What are you doing?
I'm making our campaign poster to announce that we're the best candidates. It's almost done.
Good. Did you put our photos in the center of the poster?
Yes. And I put our school logo at the bottom. You'll like it.
Okay. What's the background of our poster?
I put the school picture in the background in a light shade of gray.
Oh, good. So it won't block us.
Right. And below our photos, I added, "We can make a difference."
What a cool slogan. Sounds like you did a great job.
Thanks. Okay, let's meet tomorrow at 7 a.m., We should start our election campaign at 7:30 when the students come to school.
That's a good idea. See you then.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, Peter. What are you doing on the computer?
Oh, hi, Jenny. I'm ordering some new furniture online.
What are you buying?
A desk and two bookshelves. I don't know which ones to buy.
What about this desk? It's $150, and it's beautiful.
Okay, I'll put it in my shopping cart. And for the bookshelves? Oh, how about this style?
Looks good, and it's only $50. And you need two of them, right?
Yes. Look, They offer a 10% discount on bookshelves if I buy two or more.
Great. Is there a delivery fee?
They charge $10 per item, but it's free if the total is more than $200.
Perfect.
I know. Let me place the order for the desk and bookshelves now.
Good afternoon, students. I have an important announcement for you. If you're interested in receiving a scholarship, listen carefully. Anyone can apply, and the screening process consists of two rounds. First, we'll screen the applications and select the top 10 applicants based on the submitted documents. Next, the interviewers will interview the 10 applicants and choose the best three. The interviewers are the teachers recommended by students. Each of the selected students will receive a $1,000 scholarship every year. Don't miss this chance. The application deadline is this Friday, and the three winners will be announced next month. Thank you.
16번. 4-Eyed Fish에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Today, I'm going to tell you about the four-eyed fish. Interestingly, it only has two eyes, and each eye is divided into two parts. The upper half of each eye is for vision in air, and the lower half for sight underwater. So it can see below and above the water surface at the same time. These fish are mostly found in South America. They usually eat insects, but sometimes they also eat small fish. Although these four-eyed fish are interesting to look at, they are not suitable for keeping in a small tank as a pet because they can jump out. So, if you want to see the four-eyed fish, head to South America.
17번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 선택한 복사기 모델을 고르시오.
Good morning. How may I help you?
I'd like to rent a copy machine.
Do you have a particular model in mind?
No, but I don't need color copies. So which one do you recommend?
How about this one? It's the most popular model.
Actually, I'd like to spend less than $30 a month.
Then how about this one?
Good. That's reasonable. Does it have any other functions?
Yes. It can send faxes. It's useful when you need to send documents quickly.
Well, I already have a fax machine, but I do need a scanner.
Then I think this model fits your needs.
Okay. I'll rent it.
18번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kevin, here's your invitation card for my daughter's first birthday party.
Thanks. Will there be any special Korean traditions at the party?
Yes. We'll put various items in front of the baby and let her choose one of them.
What's the meaning of that tradition?
It's supposed to tell us about her future.
Oh, really?
That's what our ancestors believed.
I see. What things can the baby choose from?
A pencil, some thread, money, and a few other things.
So, what if the baby chooses the pencil?
Then she will be academically successful in the future. If you come to the party, you can see how it works. Where have you been, Tom?
I was just at the library. I had some books to return.
Did something good happen? You've got a smile on your face.
You'll never believe what happened. I just got a phone call from a TV station.
Really? What was the call about?
I finally got tickets to see the TV music competition, You Are the Best Singer.
Are you serious? That's great. I know how much you wanted to be in the live audience.
Yes, and I'm so thrilled. I requested free tickets a year ago, but then I never heard back from them. So until now, I'd put it out of my mind.
Then you must have been astonished.
Yes. I never expected to get a call from them. Julia wants to get her driver's license. She took the driving test last month. She passed the written test, but she failed the road test because she couldn't get the car into the parking space properly. Now, she has to take the road test again. So she decides to ask her brother Samuel for help, since he's a great driver. Samuel is 10 years older than she is, and has a lot of driving experience. She wants to ask Samuel to help her practice parking. In this situation, what would Julia most likely say to Samuel?
Today
I'd like you to start by imagining that suddenly all written language has disappeared and that no one knows how to write. What would happen to your classroom or your neighborhood? Life would be significantly different. Through the ages, human beings have made countless important inventions, like the light bulb that turns darkness into light, the airplane that enables air travel, the microscope that shows us the structure of the smallest things, and the telescope that helps us see other worlds. These are amazing accomplishments, but none of them is better than writing. When writing was invented, human beings had found a way to write their stories. Ideas and facts could be preserved, and discoveries could be passed on to others. With the invention of writing, humans could hold on to their history and look back on it in the future. With the invention of writing, the modern world became possible.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Today I'd like you to start by imagining that suddenly all written language has disappeared and that no one knows how to write. What would happen to your classroom or your neighborhood? Life would be significantly different. Through the ages, human beings have made countless important inventions, like the light bulb that turns darkness into light, the airplane that enables air travel, the microscope that shows us the structure of the smallest things, and the telescope that helps us see other worlds. These are amazing accomplishments, but none of them is better than writing. When writing was invented, human beings had found a way to write their stories. Ideas and facts could be preserved, and discoveries could be passed on to others. With the invention of writing, humans could hold on to their history and look back on it in the future. With the invention of writing, the modern world became possible.
21번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (22번) 인류의 발명품으로 언급되지 않은 것은 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 23번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.